allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to take up.
We'll take the roll call first. And Vice Mayor Mark Serkin.
Here.
Councilwoman Linda Bauer. Councilman Joe Leet. Councilman Pramod Javeri.
Here.
Councilman Jeff Capel.
Here.
Councilman Lee Zerwanka.
Here.
Mayor Tom Adamek.
Here.
Six present.
Okay, now I need a motion to excuse Linda Bauer from the closed session.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. 6-0. Okay, I need a motion to accept the revised agenda.
So move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, 6-0. I need a motion to approve the minutes, January 11th, 2018.
So move. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Need a approval amendment, motion to approve the minutes, special meeting January 25th, 2018.
So move. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Then I need a motion to approve the minutes from the council retreat minute meeting January 25th and 26th.
So move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Okay, communications. Jamie?
There are none tonight, Your Honor.
Okay. Any reports from outside agencies? Don't see anyone, so we'll move through that. The mayor's report will be entered into the minutes. And then I need a motion to accept the financial report.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Hearing from citizens. Now, before we do this, just want to make sure you understand the rules. If you come up, state your name and where you live. You more than likely won't have an answer tonight. You might do something in miscellaneous business. When you come up, please address the council as a whole, not an individual member. And don't approach council bench unless you ask permission. If you have something to give us, we'll probably give it to the clerk of courts. So with that, any citizens wish to speak? Don't be shy. You've been up here two times already. Yeah.
Well, you guys got the point. I actually hear it better. Robert Shelton, 4524 Victor Avenue. Just had a couple of questions on the follow-up from the I know talking to the city manager stuff in regards to the Hunt Park project that's going on currently. We did get a copy of the plans that they did submit with the city. I want to thank you guys for getting that forwarded on to us. I did read through them, just had a few questions. In reading through it, I did notice that they are going to put a barrier. It looks like they're putting up three stone barriers for the section that they are building for Mies, I think, is the builders, the contractors. They are stopping it. It looks like they're not going to go all the way through. But it also looks like it's possible they could. Now, I know they've been told not to, and I don't know if these are still the original plans. They did not update or change them. But I'm reading through the notes at the bottom of one of the projects, under their general notes. Two of the comments they have, one of them is just the developers is coordinating with the utility company to relocate the existing utilities. And then it also states they are remove the existing no outlet sign that is located at the intersection of Raven Lane and Victor Avenue at the conclusion of the construction. So that tells me that they are planning on making it a through street. So I don't know if council needs to maybe talk to the contractors again to ensure that they do not remove that sign because it is not to be a through street. I just wanted to get that brought up. And then also on the drainage for the sewer system that they're putting in, just to make sure that they are coordinating with people who live on Edward Edwards Avenue as far as, you know, how it's going to impact their current system with it not flooding through and flooding the neighborhood on Edwards Court area. So that was one of the concerns and questions that I had in regards to that.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And you can always talk to our Public Works Director if you have any questions in the future. Talk to our Public Works Director.
Okay. Yeah, just questions on that, and then if we've had some run-ins with the construction crew as far as where they're supposed to be parking, and they've been blocking driveways, not allowing cars to get in and out of their driveways while they were doing the tree removal section. And they were also taking some additional trees out that were not originally supposed to be part of their removal. So I don't know if someone needs to maybe schedule a walkthrough with them to make sure and ensure that we're not losing more trees than what we should be losing. And, you know, we just keep that.
Okay.
I requested if before we're out of the meeting tonight, if we could just get a quick update from the administration that just gives us an update on the project and addresses any concerns we've heard tonight.
We do that in miscellaneous business.
Thank you.
Any other citizens?
My name is Peter Nord. I live in Kent Ridge Lake. I think it's interesting that you're developing rules for people who come up and speak at the microphone.
Do you want another one?
I think that's
another one. Go on, Peter, I'm joking with you.
I know you are, Tom. I think the first council meeting I attended was in 1980, and this is the first time I've heard that there are rules. And I think it's a good idea, because people who don't come very often have no expectation of what to do. So I might suggest that on the outside, where you have a little sign that says council meeting at 7 o'clock, you have a little holder for some mimeographed sheets of rules for people who wish to address the council, and that maybe people can be forewarned. And when you have 100 or 200 people here, it might be a way to improve the decorum. Just a citizen suggestion. Thank you. Bye.
Any other citizens? Okay, I'll close the hearings from citizens now, and then I'll pass it over to the Finance and Administration Committee. Please allow.
Can you please read resolution number 2018-2? By title only.
Resolution adopting the 2018 final budget for revenues and expenses of the City of Blue Ash, Ohio for the fiscal year of 2018.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-2.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, Jamie, please call the roll.
Councilman Lee? Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
Yes. Jamie, please read resolution number 2018-3 by title only.
Authorizing the city manager to enter into a multi-year collective bargaining agreement with the Fraternal Order of Police, Ohio Labor Council, Inc., Dispatchers Bargaining Unit.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-3.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have one question. Since my day job is working as an economist for the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you knew this was going to be asked. But regarding the wage increases that were negotiated, when we enter into contract negotiations and start talking about the wages, is it our habit to look up where our wages compare with others? Okay. And then do we typically then use the information to make sure that we're negotiating the wages in the best manner possible? For example, if we're paying in the 90th percentile, are we going to do more to hold the line? If we're paying in the 15th percentile, do we then see that perhaps we have to allow for more increases than we otherwise would? Basically, I'm just asking, do we make sure we're factoring all that into the negotiations as we're doing them?
Is it a question or a statement?
Good question. But I guess you can take it as a statement, too. That's all I had.
One other question. How many total dispatchers does this cover? Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion?
Not to belabor the point, but other things we factor in is our budget, our ability within our budget, comparables, other contracts within the city. It's a lot of variables. It's not just looking at the CPI. So sometimes we're able to do better than other times, and then we also, in any labor negotiation process, because we can't arbitrarily say what it's going to be, that's why it's a negotiation. We also have to factor in the cost of prolonged deliberation and mediation, then ultimately binding arbitration. Sometimes when you're dealing with a workforce of six people, we might eat up any savings on other staff time or attorney fees in going to binding arbitration.
Anything else? Jamie, please call the roll.
Councilman Jaberi?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses. That's
all I have there.
Parks and Recreation Committee, we're going to hand this over to Mark Serkin since Linda Lauer is excused.
By the way, I went ahead.
Can we please read Resolution 2018-4 by title only?
Authorizing the city manager to purchase golf course maintenance equipment through the State of Ohio's Cooperative Purchasing Agreement.
I move to adopt Resolution 2018-4. So as stated, this is a purchase of mower, a couple of utility vehicles, and a multi-purpose sprayer. As is typical, we use the state's, one of the state's cooperative purchasing programs for pricing. Any other questions? That's it. Please call the roll.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee? Councilman Jaberi?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
That's all in the end.
Hey, thank you.
Next,
Public Works Committee.
Jamie, please read resolution number 2018-5.
Authorizing the city manager to make payment for traffic signal system parts, professional repair services, and upgrades throughout 2018, and declaring an emergency, and let's strike that, a little amended, that doesn't need to be in there. No emergency. Sorry about that.
I'm lost here.
Do you need a motion to do, we need a motion to strike that, or?
No.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-5.
Second.
Any discussion?
Recently there was a few months ago, there was a big power outage on our whole area of my office. The only thing working were the stoplights, thank the Lord, because none of us had power, cell, speedway, nobody, but traffic was great. So this is something that you don't realize until you have it. It is. On the battery backup part is.
Jamie, please call the roll.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Jaberi?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
Jamie, please read resolution number 2018-6. Title only.
Authorizing the city manager to execute a perpetual non-exclusive grant of utility easement over a portion of parcel 0005-90 of book 612, page 0112 of the Hamilton County Auditor's Office records over a portion of the Blue Ash Golf Course.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-6.
Second.
Any discussion? Jamie, please call the roll.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Jaberi?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
Okay. All right. Next is Planning and Zoning Committee.
Jamie, please read Resolution 2018-7 by title only.
accepting rights of way within the Blue Ash Estates subdivision for public maintenance, current Hamilton County Auditor's Parcels 612-0170-059500 and 612-0170-059600.
Move to adopt resolution 2018-7.
Second.
So this subdivision's been, I think it started in 2004, 2005, and it is way more than 80% complete, and it's been, that's been way more than a year. So it's time for us to traditionally take over the maintenance of the roads and the curbing, and I assume the drainage. So it's, that's basically it. It's time. Any questions? Please call the roll.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Jaberi?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
I'd like to make a motion setting a public hearing for 7:05 p.m. Thursday, March 8, 2018, to consider an appeal from a decision of the Board of Site Arrangement approving a parking lot building addition at 11060 Kenwood Road, which is the Matthew 25 Industries in Blue Ash North Zoning District. Anyone going to second it?
I'll second it.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No. All right, that's all I have there.
Thank you. Next, we have the public safety committee.
Jamie, would you please read resolution 2018-8 by title only?
Authorizing the purchase of two replacement police vehicles for the police department.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-8.
Second.
Any discussion, any questions? This is was the budgeted last year for this year also to buy two more SUV Tahoe for the police officers. If anybody has any other questions, we can ask the chief. Logan is right here. Anybody has any questions?
Scott, we took the targets off of our police cars.
These are actually the car that I'm driving. I think our maintenance department has urged us to be looking at replacing those. So these are going to be two command staff cars.
But our Inverno's handling the insurance on the other two, can I take it?
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy, would you call the roll call, please?
Councilman Jaberi?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
Miscellaneous business. Take it on the start. Do you have that now?
How would you like to be the person that hit our cruiser while texting?
Yeah.
While drunk. I do have a couple items, but before jump into Jeff's request for a quick update. So, yeah, the street is starting. It's still not going through. It's going to be utilities that would go all the way through. That's typically loop utilities. But it'll be covered back up. As for any plans, what have you, so far they're following the plans. I know that Gordon said he'll just have someone double check and look at that. I asked him and he agrees. You know, the no outlet sign, that might be an old note from the old plan or something like that when it was there, so it's certainly not a big deal. So other than that, there's not much to report on that project.
Okay.
At this point, I'll have Brianna come up and just quickly give you an update on Citizen Academy and where we're at with that.
Hi, good evening. On your chairs tonight, you all should have found two invitations to the Citizens of Blue Ash Academy. This is a class series that aims to educate our citizens on how the city functions, to create ambassadors, and to promote engagement. This is a program that council requested last year and has asked us to do again this year. The class dates for this year's program will take place on three Saturdays, March 10th, March 17th, and March 24th and will cover all six departments during that time. Please distribute your invitations to two residents who would like to take part in this year's program. All the important information they need is on that invitation, the dates, the times, and my email address to RSVP. Thank you.
Brianna, just a quick thing. Are you looking for 14 people?
Yes. You each have two invitations, and you can each give those two invitations out to residents, so we'll have 14 residents total.
Okay, and then at some point, maybe not this, obviously not this time, but in the future,
can we get that to be more of a people submit their names? That's something that you guys have looked at?
That's something that we can certainly look at for the future.
Yep, okay.
All right, thank you.
Good job.
So,
two other items. Just want to give you an update. This, bear with me for a minute. A bit of a story. Almost 10 years ago, when the Sharonville Convention Center was being imagined, designed, and funded, at that time the county increased its hotel tax rate, and ultimately Sharon was the beneficiary of a county bond floated and guaranteed by the revenues from that generated, and the commitment was $1.3 million for 30 years, so they received funding from that hotel tax for a $30 million issuance. At that time, our then council said, hey, we generate a lot of money to that too. We'd like you to consider that as part of our what was then called the Performing Arts and Conference Center to be built in a few years. The then commissioner said, we will think about this and we'll get back with you. Because they went ahead and gave Sharonville the full $1.3 million, that was all of the excess cash at that time, and there wasn't any residual money from that pot. That pot has grown significantly through the years, and a few years ago we went back and said, hey, we went ahead and built our conference center. We didn't build the Performing Arts Center, but we did it as part of Cooper Creek. Would you reconsider and give us some of that money now? The actors have changed. And they said, well, we don't really remember a whole lot of that, and so on and so forth. But they did give us a couple of grants out of that, which we've done. So fast forward to today, I'm making another inquiry to them, say, look, we have 4 years left on our debt service at Cooper Creek. It's about $1 million a year. Would love you to, while you're in, by the way, that fund has now grown to, I think, $6 to $8 million. So at the time it was only $1 million surplus fund. They gave it all to Sharonville, but as it's grown, they now give a good bulk of it goes to Cincinnati Visitors and Convention Bureau, who has grown their operation from a $4.5 million operation to a $10 million operation in terms of promotions and what have you. And so we just simply said, look, we have 4 years left. We made a general request to them that would you consider giving us $1 million a year for the next 4 years? A, because we generate $1.3 million. Blue Ash alone generates $1.3 million to that fund. And we know you're going to give some to FC Cincinnati, and you're going to build the Millennial, and you're going to do everything else with it. We'd really like some keep some of that in town and have it. Especially, and this is the heart tug that may or may not work, especially since P&G is leaving this year, we're going to get a $3.5 million hit. We're trying to do some projects, so would you reconsider that? So I bring you up to date on that, just to let you know in case you're approached or asked by any of them what you think. Hopefully you don't have any major concerns with the request for $4 million. We'll see what they do. I wouldn't be overly optimistic, but certainly I had a conversation with one commissioner this week, working on another one, and ultimately hope to talk to all three. So don't know if you have any other questions or thoughts, but it's just a continuation of a 10-year request.
I'm all for it. Just unfortunately, many folks at the city and the county are doing their best to divert as much of the surplus as possible to a new stadium rather than to important things. So that's kind of the headwinds we're facing.
I'm on the convention facilities board, so I've heard all this all those years. We're now number two in the county as far as hotel generating tax for the county that goes into that bucket. And the bucket, the way they call it the waterfall, and the way it works right now is convention center downtown, convention center Sharonville, and we would fall into number three, hopefully, on a more regular basis. So, yeah, I agree. Keep going. Can't hurt. Can't hurt.
Any other two minor items? I did talk to Linda. She's doing well. She's still a little bit drugged up and in rehab with her. She had two total knee replacements, so that's pretty significant. And then I just pencil in, we'll confirm it later, but May 10th council meeting, we're going to propose that maybe we do a little tour of the tower and the community rooms beforehand, and then maybe even have the council meeting at the community room. We've done that in every other major facility we built. We normally do a tour, and then we normally do one council meeting at the new facility, so that might be a nice time to do it at that facility. So just pencil that in on May 10th. So that's all I have. That's the idea, is if you want to, we'll take you up there. But we won't have the meeting up there.
Carla?
Nothing tonight, Your Honor.
Gordon?
I have nothing.
Chuck?
Nothing, sir.
Chief?
Nothing tonight, sir.
Pop? Okay. Kellen?
Nothing.
Karen? Chief? Okay, Jeff?
I have some things. Earlier today, OKI had their executive meeting as well as an orientation for new members. I was at the orientation part of it and spoke to a staffer afterwards. And we just kind of informally exchanged some information. And what he said is sometime around March 5th or 6th, they're going to kick off. They're going to do, I think, some kind of orientation that kicks off a grant application process that would run through June. So if we have anything that could possibly be eligible for a grant or funding assistance from OKI, this could be an opportunity to pursue that. Last week, I was at the County Commissioner meeting where Commissioner Monzel announced that the Attorney General's office will be having a training session down here on sunshine laws. It will be March 29th. From 9 a.m. to 12:15. It will be at the Frame USA Empower You building, 225 Northland Boulevard. Commissioner Portune noted that if you're a lawyer, this can count for continuing legal education hours, so you may want to go to that. kills two birds with one stone. Third, if you go to our city website right now, our meeting minutes are up to date through December 14th, and we're now in February. I know sometimes we're on different wavelengths as far as where Blue Ash is on the transparency scale. And, you know, my feeling is if someone is relying on their internet connection to find out what's going on around here, 2 months behind is not good enough, and we should be striving to do better with that. In the 21st century, we have lots of technology available to record meetings, to post meetings. People should be able to get better information when going online than what we currently offer. And I hope that in the coming months, we'll be able to come to some agreement that upgrades where we currently are. And then my last issue is one service I think Blue Ash has always done very well is snow removal. Now, often I'm pretty easy to please on that because whenever we have bad weather, I kind of hunker down for a while and I don't go out for a while. But earlier this week, I left my home just maybe 3 hours after the precipitation fell, and the main roads were excellent, and every side road that I could see was excellent as well. So I do want to give my compliments to the city staff who did a great job on that issue. That's all.
Thank you, Jeff. Come on.
Yes, I have a good question. First, please keep on going and bring some more money for the new project. So that's one. The second thing is just I want to understand the things between the council and the administrations, how these things work, and when we should know what we should know at what time. For example, it's region of the water right now, but when we pass concept plan 621, and then be given to administration to proceed for the negotiation and everything. At that time, it was developed this book, and we never knew until this came on November, all these things. So when we are watching in these things, and then there are some lines here that it's really, really interesting that when they put it down, it is, they say, it is being understood that the developer parties are not committed to develop any office space at this time. This was, we never knew this line before. So I don't know, maybe I missed it something, but you can explain me.
Yeah,
but what I want to say, let me finish this.
Let me suggest one of two things. Either we go into personnel executive session right now to discuss personnel, and I'll be happy to be very clear about that. That would be my suggestion.
That's fine.
Because I'm afraid the discussion is not going to go well.
Okay. That's fine.
We want to do that.
Okay, what is it, the next meeting session? Yeah,
that's what I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Are you grandfathered yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Joe? I only have one thing, you know, like Peter said about the rules. I got all the time to put it on an agenda. You know, they would have to look at it. They would see it. Who knows? Just a little suggestion.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
I'll push it twice.
Okay. All right, Council.
My compliments to, well, the whole entire city staff. We had the president here this week. That's a lot of work on a short notice, and you did it very, very well. So thanks, police, fire, service department, administration, everybody, Parks and Rec, everybody participated to some extent. So thank you.
Do you guys get any complaints? Do you get many complaints? That's amazing. Smooth. Whenever the president comes through, nobody likes that because they shut everything down everywhere. So, please, Adelaide.
That's it. Okay. Mark? Hand suggest question. We put the minutes on the website until they've been approved because you may have read through that and said, I don't like the way this is worded. I didn't say that. I want to go back and correct. So, tonight we just approved three of the minutes and they will go on the website now. So, unless I have that wrong, we've done that as long as I've been around, and even way before. So tonight they've been approved, they go on now, not anymore. So, just so you know.
Right, yeah, I mean, I realize that's how it's able to be changed.
That's a problem you should think about, but if we're going to put stuff on the website and then turn around and it's incorrect, that to me creates a problem. So, just tradition, as far as I know, unless that's legal. I got it right. That's all I have.
Okay. And finally, good job on the public works on the streets. It was really excellently done. And then I hope everybody keeps their prayers and best wishes for Linda to get better. And it is major surgery when you have two knee replacements. So I'm sure she's doing well, but please wish her well. And with that, we will be going into executive session tonight once we adjourn here. And the first part will be economic development assistance. That's to consider confidential information related to the marketing plans, specific business strategy, production techniques, trade secrets, or personal financial statements of an applicant for economic development assistance or with respect to negotiations with other political subdivisions regarding requests for economic development assistance.
And then what's the number two one?
Personnel matters.
Development agreement. Okay, so that'll be the second. Portion of the executive session. Okay, with that, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Jamie, do you need a motion, or do you just call the roll? Okay, with that, we adjourn the meeting. Call the roll.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zarwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee? Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
Okay, thank you. Please adjourn the executive session now.